The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Free original content from WMAL.com. This is the Washington Mornings on the Mall podcast.
Larry O'Connor here alongside Brian Wilson, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Joining us now is our colleague here on WMAL, of course, CNBC senior contributor and host of the Larry Kudlow Show right here Saturday, 7 p.m. Larry Kudlow, great to have you as always, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
So much to talk to you about. Listen, when last we spoke, Tuesday of last week, the Indiana primary was still up in the air. And of course, once the results came in, Donald Trump then officially became the presumptive nominee. Now, you have written that Donald Trump now has to prove that he can do the job to the American people. What,
yes,
in your mind, does he have to do to prove to Americans that he could be our president?
Well, look, I think that first up, Trump has great potential to be a good leader, strong leader. I think it's there. And I think a lot of people sense that, which is why he did so much better in the primaries than almost anybody expected. And, you know, I think his message, his populist economic message, has resonated, and his, you know, Make America Great message. I think that he needs to, you know, hammer through some policy issues, which he's already started to do. The AIPAC speech, the foreign policy speech, I think there's an economic speech coming up. There'll probably be some kind of trade speech coming up as well. He needs to run four or five of those to really hammer through what his positions are with clarity and seriousness. And then I think he needs to stay on those messages. You know, keep hammering, boom, boom, repetition. Here's what I believe in. Try not to go off message as much as possible. And I think with respect to his demeanor that I also mentioned, I think the more serious he is, the better off he's going to be. To me, the pieces are there. There's some incompletes. He's going to have to fill some things in. But again, I think he has great potential to be a strong leader.
All right, but what about his high negatives? How can he overcome that? I mean, high negatives today don't mean anything. What happens is, what you need to know is where your negatives are as you head into the actual election. So if his negatives are high today, what should he do to make that better?
Well, I think he's got a couple of avenues there. Again, my suggestions, you know, for a serious policy discussion to show people that he can handle the job, I really believe that's a number one issue for him. Because, you know, primaries are rough. I mean, as Trump himself has said, they threw, what, $50 or $60 million of negative advertising at him, or maybe more than that. And that's going to run your negatives up pretty good. But, of course, Hillary's going to do the same thing.
I mean, in spades.
She's going to, right. Now, he will fight back with respect to Hillary and probably bring her negatives way up as well. She's got pretty bad negatives going into this. You know, but we'll see about that. To me, just show as, you know, many people as you can what your core beliefs are, what you would do, let's say, in the first 100 days. The economy is pretty close to recession, for example, and bad economy and low wages and jobs are key themes in this election. So I think he's just got to hammer out what he would do as president. I mean, it's funny with Donald Trump, he's got a lot of positions out there. I mean, now he's got foreign policy out there. He's talked about taxes, immigration, trade, border security, energy. He's got a lot of things out there. But he needs to sort of pull them together in these, what I think would be coherent policy package speeches. And look, Reagan did the same thing many years ago. A lot of candidates will do that. Running in the general is different than running in the primaries.
Let me ask you this. You just talked about, you know, he has to say what his core beliefs are and what, you know, how his policies are, you know, connected to that. I'm guessing like me, one of the big stumbling blocks here with Donald Trump is this trade policy. And our colleague Mark Levin made a great point on his website about this the other day, in that, you know, if you look at his past business practices, he's quite a globalist who has been able to personally and through his businesses take advantage of free trade. And now his policies, Larry, you know that they are pretty antithetical to conservative Reagan-esque free trade ideals. Where is he on trade and how can he resolve this?
Well, I agree with you, by the way. I mean, I've said this in a number of places. I'm not happy with his trade policy. I think, first of all, I don't hear him talking about 45% tariffs with China or Mexico or Japan or other countries. I do see him in the foreign policy speech talking about negotiating. That includes Russia. That includes China. That includes other places. I like that because I think on trade, his better bet, rather than tariffs, which would damage the U.S. economy, his better bet is to sit around the table, and he's got to lead this, as perhaps no recent president has, and really hammer the Chinese in particular, but they're not only one, Japan too. They have high trade barriers. They have high non-tariff barriers. They break the rules of the WHO, or WTO, rather, the World Trade Organization. You know, they hack, they counterfeit our goods. I mean, that stuff's got to be hammered out. It never has been. And the WTO is not a good enforcement place. So there's a place where Mr. Trump's negotiating skills, the art of the deal, would be very handy. And that would be much better. Knocking down their trade barriers is a lot better than creating economic barriers here at home. But I agree, he needs to specify that. He needs to walk through that.
All right, exactly 1 minute left here, Larry. Vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump. Who should he go for that would solve some of his problems, help his campaign? Who do you like?
As I read him, it sounds to me like he's looking for a senator with a lot of legislative experience who knows how to negotiate. That's how I read him, okay? Now, who would that be? Well, I don't know. There are 54 Republicans in the Senate. I don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah, which is the one who can negotiate well.
Yeah, I mean, he said that in a number of places. He first started saying how he wanted somebody with government experience. Then he started talking about how he wanted somebody with experience dealing with the House and Senate, because he's going to have a lot of legislation. His first 100 days, at least on paper, are going to be very full.
You know what? Let me throw this out here. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Could be.
He comes from the business world. He's only been in the Senate one
Jeff
term.
Sessions is already on board, but also who could deal with the House and Senate, Newt Gingrich.
But in terms of someone who can negotiate, well, Gingrich can negotiate, I suppose.
Yes, he could, but much as I love Newt, I don't think that's... I like your Ron Johnson point. Johnson's running a tough Senate race.
Yes, exactly.
So that probably complicates matters.
Yeah,
but it's possible.
All right, Larry, we got to leave it there, unfortunately. We've gone past our minute that we had. Thanks for joining us, as always.
We had exactly a minute.
Good stuff.
Thanks for listening to the Washington Mornings on the Mall podcast from 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Listen for the latest weekday mornings 5 to 9 and download more free original content daily from WMAL.com.